This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Brand new Black Keys song, I Love It, on the bumper list today. We have just a little bit later in the hour, we'll spend some time with Dave Simons. Not a great day on Wall Street this week, yesterday, today. But President Trump is encouraging patience, and we'll get with Dave, and he'll give us the tough medicine. Plus, I have an audio cut of the day. Good Lord, Sue, we screwed up on something really bad.
Well, Ready? We do sometimes. Every other year, I think we do this.
Well, we screwed it up today, yeah. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Fred, it's your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I was thinking I'd get by without anybody noticing.
Nope. You know who outed you?
No.
My wife.
Yep.
Because my wife was here with the girls, my daughter and some friends in the last hour. And after she left, she texted me and said, "Did you know it's Fred's birthday?" And I said, "Well, duh. We got a cake ready for him and everything." No.
Well,
how I don't have this on my calendar, I don't know. But you were kind of playing it kind of quiet here, too.
Well, aren't you supposed to?
Maybe.
What? Yeah, yes. You are. Yeah. You know, because you're an adult person.
Yeah, I just got that rain jacket. So I figured that takes care
of
it.
Well, that was a birthday and a vacation gift.
Oh, okay,
right?
Good deal.
So
yeah.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Thank you very much.
He tried to. I'm just going to ask one. Is like Medicare involved here? Maybe.
Mark Reardon.
Well, I mean, I'm getting
that
to.
That is not the question you
I just
asked.
Was trying to focus on the number.
No,
look,
no,
I got a,
you don't, no, it depends.
I got a six coming up. I'm not uncomfortable. Fred's already in the sixes, though, right?
That's right. I'm 65 today. Right.
That was Medicare.
I don't care.
You'll
about
be fine,
that.
Fred. What don't I'm, worry about all the cuts to Medicare.
Just
you're going to be
fine. Don't retire. That's all I've got to
well,
say.
Well, I'm with Sue on that one for sure. All right. Well, Fred, happy birthday. Do you
Thank
have birthday
you very
plans
much.
Tonight?
Nope.
Well, I don't feel bad about that because I'm not
say,
scheduling
I'm
the birthday
better
plans.
All the time.
That's on Marie. Hey, our friend Azra Amani is back with us. She is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network. She is always full of fire. She brings it whenever she's a guest on this show. And she testified last week before the Senate Judiciary Committee, so we'll talk about that. Azra, how are you this afternoon?
I am great. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot going on that sort of relate to your world or your famous, or not famous, your former world, because you went to Columbia University, didn't you?
You know what? I didn't. I didn't.
But I thought somebody was reporting that you did. That's where I read that somewhere. So is that is fake
yeah.
news?
But you know what? We all have a stake at what's going on in Columbia University, whether we attended or not. And I think that's like really an important point to make, actually, that we accidentally came upon right now, because what's happening at Columbia is a canary in the coal mine for what will happen across our entire nation if we don't stop it now. And that's why everybody needs to care, whether you're in St. Louis or California or Utah.
I want you to explain that. Let me tell you why I made that mistake, because I had a bunch of pieces in front of me, and there was a guy by the name of Artie Singe who wrote about you, and then his line was as an alumna of Columbia University. So I read that as you, and that was my mistake there. But why do you feel, and we can kind of get into some of these broader issues with what Trump did and the $400 million and, you know, the kid that's going to get deported as well, but why should we care here in the Midwest in St. Louis about this?
Yeah, you know, that's so awesome. I thought it might have been that column. So that columnist is actually a friend of mine, Aarti Tikku Singh. She's actually a woman journalist from India. And she was sitting behind me at the Senate Judiciary hearing. So she witnessed, you know, the effort that I made to document this network that exists in the United States of America of socialist, Marxist, Leninist organizations that are now working with Islamist organizations that are practicing a very radical interpretation of my birth faith of Islam. And so Aarti was making the point in that column that from Columbia University to, like, my native country of India, from where she's a journalist also, there is this global intifada happening. And so America is one battlefront. And everybody knows this, like, America is the prize. So they have to try to win in America to win the world. Mm-hmm. And I just want people to know that this is not just me being hyperbolic or anything. For what I testified in the Senate was that 23 years ago, on January 23rd, 2002, I waved goodbye to this friend of mine, Daniel Pearl, from the Wall Street Journal. Danny was kidnapped by militants who espoused the hate of Jews, America, and Israel that we're now seeing on our streets. And so for 22 years after I returned back from Danny's poor killing, then he was killed, I've been investigating this network. And so I've put together a database of 1,500 organizations, 1500, in this initiative that I called the Pearl Project, named for Danny. And so I've got the names, you know, the receipts, the money, they're based here, they're based there. And in your beautiful state of Missouri, you've got a chapter of the Party for Socialism and Liberation that is doing these same shenanigans.
You know, I'm glad that you said one of the things that I think people hear when they hear some of the words, whether it's communism or socialists or whatever, some of the things that get dropped in there. I often have to say, you know, because it might sound to some people as hyperbolic, Azra, but it's not. And this is real stuff that's going on, and you're doing a great job of exposing it, but people need to know. And this case at Columbia, now I don't know how you feel, because there's a lot of people, maybe even some on the right, that are uncomfortable with this move by the Trump administration to revoke this guy, Mahmoud Khalil's green card. So he is not a U.S. citizen. He's a permanent resident, though, I guess. And he is someone that is going to be deported by ICE because of his radical beliefs. Now, a lot of people think this is a free speech case. So what do you say about this?
It's about a citizenship case, and not literally, but being a good citizen of our world. You know, he obviously is not a U.S. citizen, but I will tell you that, you know, I have a perspective on this as an immigrant. I came as a child. My father was a student like this Mahmoud Khalil. My father came as on a student visa to Rutgers University. I came to accompany my parents. We got a green card when my dad got a job at West Virginia University as a professor. Then we took our citizenship test because it was on the path to being good citizens of the United States of America. That's what this is about. You know, the book that I wrote, as you know, is titled is Woke Army, but I love the subtitle, because it's the Red-Green Alliance. So the red is the self-proclaimed communist, socialist, Marxist, and the green is the Muslim groups, the Red-Green Alliance that is undermining America's freedoms. And they are exploiting our free speech in order to destroy the state. And this man, Mahmoud Khalil, I know this personality well. I mean, I've binge-watched, as everybody else has done that cares about this, his videos supporting Hamas, you know? And you cannot be a citizen and a resident and enjoy the rights of this country, and our guest, you know, program, which is the green card and student visa and tourist visa program, and try to undermine our state and our agenda, because Hamas is a designated terrorist organization by the U.S. government. So it is an enemy of our state. So what are you doing on the streets of New York City fomenting support for Hamas?
Yeah,
you're just trying to undermine our interests.
I'm asking the same question. My friend Scott Jennings asked those questions last night on CNN as well. But help me out with one aspect of this. So, like, I'm reading an account of his situation in the Free Press at thefp.com, and it says, born in Syria, Khalil is a permanent U.S. resident. So how do you become a U.S. resident, permanent U.S. resident with the green card? Could you explain how that process works?
Yes. You know, we went through it. And what happened in our case is that my dad got full-time employment. I suspect in Mahmoud Khalil's case, he married this U.S. citizen. And then he got on the path to the green card process. Because once you get married, you then can apply for a green card. And the process can take only as short as a year to 2 years. So in that time, we have rules, like really simple rules, like you cannot leave the country. So you know what I mean? There's terms of green card status, and people follow it. Like, people go visit their family before they apply for a green card because they know they can't travel outside the United States. So there's rules to everything, and that's what is happening is there's this industry, that's what I testified in the U.S. Senate, there's an industry of anti-Jew hate in America right now. And it is being imported into our country by malign foreign actors. And he is one of them. And what Mohammed Khalil represents is a 50-year importation of this dangerous ideology going back to the 1960s when I arrived in the U.S. My family made a choice. You know, we became leaders in progressive Islam, refusing this hate, refusing intolerance. And other people made a very different choice to practice an interpretation of Islam dedicated to creating a global caliphate and the destruction of Israel. And we now see their seeds on college campuses all across America and in organizations spread through America, including Missouri.
Yeah. Look, this now, when it comes to this Khalil guy, though, there are people, even like I indicated, some people on the right, I'm with you on this, right? But there are people who say, look, this is a free speech case. This guy is a permanent resident. He's protected by the Constitution. The flip side of this is the Immigration and Nationality Act, which was in 1952, a visa holder who endorses or espouses terrorist activity or persuades others to endorse or espouse terrorist activity or supports a terrorist organization can be deported.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
That seems pretty clear right there.
Yes. And what is happening is that this network of agitators is trying to exploit every freedom we have in America. You know, from the right to protest, right? Anywhere you want with a permit. They completely abuse that right. They deface our statues, right, and our memorials. They burn the American flag. And then they get another permit because our great America allows so much. You know, that's why people flock here. But Mahmoud Khalil is a symbol of those that have put America and Israel in their crosshairs and arrive here in order to build their network. And they are actually propagandists, you know, for extremism. And terrorism. And so that's so dangerous. I saw one time in the Mahmoud Khalil defense, you know, protests that are happening now, and it had the upside down red triangle, which is the symbol that Hamas uses to indicate its enemies' location.
Right.
And I want to just tell people, because I love to be a predictor, but this isn't like, you know, amazing, but nonetheless, just expect tomorrow morning, everybody should be aware, be alert, that Mahmoud Khalil is going to go to court, and the socialist and Islamist organizations have all scheduled their protests on the streets. So you will see those viral videos. Be prepared for them.
Oh, yeah.
What I always try to tell people, like, stand up with moral courage. Speak with moral courage. Don't get intoxicated by their psychological operations in your brain. You know, that's so important. Don't allow empathy. Oh, he has a wife who's 8 months pregnant. Oh, we should just let it go. You know, that's what I'm hearing,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah.
No, they exploit everything to win your empathy and then create this situation where you practice almost suicidal decisions, you know?
Azra Amani's back with us. So on this group that he represents, Columbia University Apartheid DeVest, CUAD, that's a group that openly supports terrorism at home and abroad. It's not even arguable. But what's interesting here is, and John Sexton chronicled this at hotair.com today, if you go back and you look, and this will not surprise you, Azra, you go back to the New York Times in October, they're talking about this group as a terrorist organization, right? And then all of a sudden, the last couple of days when they write about this, they act like it's not that big of a deal. They can't even keep their narrative straight.
No, the media has failed us because, you know, there have been these protests against Tesla and Elon Musk the last few days. And I read the stories Reuters reported, grassroots movement. It's not. It is the Democratic Socialists of America who are creating. I get their emails. I get their Instagrams. You just go on their accounts. These are self-declared, quote, I'm reading the Socialist Alternative Instagram account right now. They describe themselves as, quote, socialists fighting oppression and capitalist exploitation.
Yes.
Yeah, they're trying to destroy the U.S. And so Mahmoud Khalil, that divest, I started laughing because that divest coalition literally includes this gardening club of Barnard because they have basically hijacked the brains of well-intentioned people to join their diabolical plan. And the real association that people need to pay attention to is Mahmoud Khalil is a leader of a group called Students for Justice in Palestine. And that was a creation of this UC Berkeley professor named Hatem Bazian. You can all remember his name because Hatem is, you can say it, Hatem, too, is how you spell his name. And I'm just pulling people back to understand that it is a national effort. You know, this is not a one-off case. There are over 200 chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine throughout the country, and they are aligned with this, their socialist counterparts, creating these fake AstroTurf organizations like this apartheid, you know, divest one.
Yeah. Where are they getting the money from? Who's supporting them financially?
Well, I'll tell you one person that everybody needs to know this name. And it's not a household name, but his name is Neville Roy Singham, Singham. The New York Times itself documented that he is a propagandist for China. He is a tycoon, tech tycoon, and he is funding two really important organizations in this network of those 1,500, Code Pink, which tries to call itself a peace group.
Right.
And the second one is the People's Forum, which is like this hoity-toity cafe type of place for socialists and Marxists. Again, self-described in New York City. So these guys, I see them. They're all at the Mahmoud Khalil protests. And if people don't believe me, read their signs. Look close at the bright yellow signs, and you'll see Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Well,
the bright white sign, and it's for ANSWER, a self-declared Marxist group. So what's my takeaway is, everyone, please believe what you see, you know, and believe your instincts about what
yeah,
you
just,
see.
Hey, look, just pay attention to CNN and MSNBC. They're kind of making the case for these hate groups in and of themselves. They're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Azra, always great to have
oh
you on.
Gosh,
I hope all
you.
Is well. Great stuff. Glad you testified last week. We'll catch
thank
up
you.
Soon. Take care.
Thank you.
We got Dave Simons coming up next. The market's tanked again today, but should we be overly concerned? We'll talk about that coming up. Audio cut of the day as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.